Avery is accused of murdering Halbach on Halloween night of 2005 and then burning her body. Prosecutor Ken Kratz hung most of his argument on Avery's bloodstains found in Halbach's car that was found on Halbach's property, and Halbach's DNA found on the charred bones in a burn pit near Avery's trailer. A burn pit Avery's nephews saw him standing beside tending a huge fire on Halloween night.
Teresa Halbach, by her DNA and where it's found, is telling you a story. She's telling you this is where I was. She's telling me this is how I was killed. She's telling me this is how this person tried to hide me and where they tried to hide me. And it's the kind of evidence, it's the kind of powerful evidence that you can't ignore.
But Avery's attorney, Jerome Buting, says it was investigators from Manitowoc County who ignored important evidence and planted incriminating evidence as soon as they learned Avery was one of the last people to see Halbach alive.
The person or persons who did kill Teresa knew exactly who the police would really want to blame for this crime. And this was the very same Stephen Avery who was suing the Manitowoc County and the Sheriff's Department with a lawsuit asking for a whole lot of money for the wrongful conviction and all the years in prison that he spent from a 1985 wrongful conviction.
Avery served 18 years in prison for a rape that DNA evidence later proved was committed by someone else. Buting asked the jury to accept his theory of the murder, that Halbach's bones were dumped on Avery's property by the real killer or killers.
If that body was burned elsewhere and then moved and dumped on Mr. Avery's burn pit, then Stephen Avery is not guilty, plain and simple. Because no one would burn a body somewhere else and then move the remains and dump them in your own backyard.
The prosecution will get a chance to discount that theory in their rebuttal today. The case is expected to go to the jury this afternoon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.